And so I just came down and I said, listen, I don't care how old you are. The second time I see you do that, I'm going to take a swing and I'm going to knock you out. And that, and Jeff Scott and all them. And but
to Gallagher?
Yeah, I said that to Gallagher.
I'm like, bruh, bruh. Like I had cerebral palsy. My flow's bees wet like all you girls draws me. Crack the bill, spread the Buddha, then the hit ass. Roll it up in thin ass. Who tipped it for the tin bag? Etc. I roll my blunts with two textures. Pick up 50 bags and then I smoke all the extras. It's the truth like fuck when any proof.
This is the weirdest place I've ever done this. By the side of the road. At a music festival. Let's test the system. Let's see if it's really directional. Alright, Ian Edwards and Zara Mizrahi are with me to introduce this episode. How are you guys?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Are you enjoying your Bonnaroo?
It's super fun.
Yeah.
It's super hot and super fun.
Highlights so far.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar was your highlight?
Yeah. He killed it. And Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, Mumford & Sons is really good, surprisingly, right?
Not surprising. I've seen them before. They're just a really intense group that puts everything into one song.
So yeah. They put it all out there.
So you get 10 songs or more of just like everything in it.
Yeah.
You're going to have a good time.
But it's a huge band, too. So there's like a lot of energy coming out.
Uh-huh.
And
when all of them start playing together.
Yeah.
Four guitars
and they line
going.
Up. And they play together, like almost like it's a military front, and they just go at it.
Yeah, and then he switched to the drums.
Yeah.
Dude,
when
he
fucking slammed those drums over in the middle
time.
Of a song and then went off and sang the
and
last
then
part of the front.
The drums up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Then it was fire raining and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You can't beat fire raining.
Yeah, that's right. That's right after that, he like fucking threw the shit over. You think the real drummer was like, come on, man. I got to get back on that in like a minute.
He's cleaning up while they playing and shit. All right, thanks, guys. Don't wait for me. Just go ahead. Keep playing.
It's Mumford & Sons and Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. I really respect Tony.
Tony the drummer.
Did you see the fireworks?
Right afterwards.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
In before their, the, like, little break.
Before the encore, yeah. I was like, well, it's got to be over. They're setting the fireworks off.
That show was over 3 times, but I was like, nah, this ain't over. This goes till 1 o'clock. It's
That's
only,
the problem.
It's only 11. It's only 12.
Yeah, it was like 12:30.
Yeah, 30.
It's like, when you know set lists, it's like it ruins the idea of the encore.
Right.
I don't think there are encores here. Like,
they're
real
not.
Ones.
People
just keep going?
People keep cheering more and more. It's like, look at your time, people. He just did the time. It's not, you can't go over
because of the stage shit.
Yeah, because of stage shit.
I heard Deadmau5 sometimes like, I'm just gonna go 5 hours and just like goes.
Yeah, because if he's last, yeah.
Yeah.
Or if it's his own show.
Or just his own show too. He'll be like, I'll eat the extra union costs, right. Whatever. I'm just gonna go.
I was at Coachella one time.
Yeah.
And CeeLo showed up late.
Yeah.
And then tried to do extra time. And it was they cut him.
And they said, no way.
No way. Because you're going to hold up the entire night.
Yeah.
And then he tries to say, well, they won't let me do this other song. No, motherfucker, you were late.
No.
You
I heard
didn't
Kanye West went on like at 2, 3 a.m. once, just kept waiting and waiting here. But here they can get to keep going.
Hmm.
There's
like,
DJs at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., there's people playing and like 200 people dancing.
Listen, a DJ will pop up anywhere here, like behind us right now. Like, we was just at something eating yesterday, me and Zara, and then at the Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, you went to that?
Yeah, we was sitting there, and I'll wait till this water truck passes and finish spraying my back.
Garbage truck.
The Kaleidoscope. We're just sitting there. Then she points. I look behind me. There's a train of people and a car lined with neon on it. And it's like a train of people just leading up to the Kaleidoscope. And then the Kaleidoscope was dead, and all of a sudden just came alive. There was a DJ on the top.
Just started.
And she was rocking.
You with that robot DJ? Did you see that guy?
No, I didn't see the robot.
I saw him from behind. We took a go-kart out there.
Oh, word.
I thought it was an actual robot that they had propped up there.
Oh, shit, nah.
Fucking, I don't know.
But that girl was good last night. It was, a female DJ.
Really?
She was awesome.
Do you think that's a position where male and female has zero difference in terms of ability? Right.
Like as opposed to comedy, you mean?
No, I mean as opposed to like sports.
Oh.
Well, it should. It. There's not. There's not a physical aspect
there's not,
to it.
There's not like a,
it's like
not
an
a
athletic.
Quickness,
there's
it?
Not a strength thing. So, women should be able to be. If they're not as good as men at it, then we know the answer to everything.
And it's all excuse.
That women are not as good as men. You can't. Yeah, that ladies. If you can't get as good as us in DJing. And, 10 years in the next 10 years then that just answers everything.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, this episode's about Wester. It's about cerebral palsy. I didn't realize. I forgot that he had actually talked about you on this. It says you look out for him a lot.
Oh, yeah. I told him never to tell anybody that.
Oh, really?
Son of a bitch.
Oh, he went public with it. It's the first person he told was public.
Fuck you, Davey.
Yeah, he's gone. He just moved to New York.
Yeah, and he's a funny dude. He's funnier than people think.
Uh-huh.
And he just needed to be serious. And
It seems like he's got a good attitude about it now.
Right. And, he tells me some of his bits over the phone and shit like that.
Yeah.
And he's a really good writer, man. He's just, it's like when he has the attitude for people to not take him serious. So he just has to act serious so they will take him serious.
He just has to act seriously?
Yeah. Oh,
look
shit.
Look at this bee.
That's a wasp for
sure. It's a wasp?
Yeah.
Should I try to pet its belly? What's the proper?
That's I tried to befriend.
Should I kill it? I'll just kill it, right? It's an insect. We have no mercy for insects.
You have to like really kill it though, because
they're so thin.
Well, they're like they don't die.
Oh, yeah. Now he'll be angry. This is why America can't get out of our countries that we're in, because if we let go now, they'll come back angry at us. So we have to keep stepping on them.
Yeah.
I tried to befriend a rat one time, and
it's got
to
be gone, right?
Yeah, I think it's a part of Bonnaroo now.
Oh, for God.
Live and die by Bonnaroo. It's a good thing you caught that, because they don't die. Like, bees will sting you and die. Wasps keep going.
So there'll be no justice.
Yeah.
Bees are like suicide bombers.
Yeah. You see the skunk?
Nah, everybody kept talking about it. Zara wanted to see it.
I love skunks.
They're so low to the ground.
They're so cute.
Yeah. I was really was thinking of like trying to train it to pet its belly. That's why I said that about the wasp. Because I was already thinking about the skunk.
It's hilarious.
You should have taken a picture of it.
Of the wasp? Of the skunk?
Yeah.
Skunk.
Did you see it?
Yeah. He walked by us a couple times.
Oh, he's just chilling.
Yeah, he had no interest in us at all.
Oh, they made it sound like it was wilding.
It was going through the garbage.
They talked about it like it was a nigga in a hoodie.
What?
Like, watch out. There's a skunk back there. Yeah. Watch out. You know,
I'll tell you what I told everybody else. There's a skunk around these parts.
You deal with that however you want. Whatever you want to lower your property values.
And then you tell me it's just chilling.
Yeah, it wasn't doing anything. Yeah.
Skunks aren't aggressive. They just spray.
Yeah, they didn't like, they weren't mad at us or interested in us.
Wait, there's
nothing.
More than one?
Yeah, they caught one. They were like, yeah, the guy's like, I caught it like half an hour ago. Like, we saw it 10 minutes ago. No, they put it in a cage.
How'd you catch a skunk without getting sprayed?
I don't know, cage. And then he said he was walking around. He goes, don't be near it for about 3-4 hours. Anybody comes close, going to get sprayed. I think it was like one of those traps that just like went down.
Oh, okay.
Are they trying to, what are they going to do with it?
Put it out there.
Oh, okay. They're not going to kill it, right?
Put it back out there, which is here.
I don't think they're going to kill it, but if they were going to kill it, they would definitely torture it before they killed it.
I hate you so much.
So,
it's only
right. I don't know how that should make you feel.
It's only right.
But in front of their mother.
Yeah.
They would definitely make
it. Yeah, find the mother and torture
it. Kill the cub in front of the mother. Let her feel it.
Pick its paws apart.
Let her take it back to the rest of the community. Tell them never come here.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we just talked about a cerebral palsy. Ask some questions about it and shit. It was cool.
It's hilarious.
There was some stuff I didn't know.
Right, about cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
The other day I asked him if his dick has cerebral palsy, too.
What'd he say?
He said, no, you idiot.
It's like, how am I an idiot?
How am I supposed to know that?
It's right down the middle of your body.
Yeah, I don't know. One half of you is all right. The other half ain't. I don't know what the fuck's going on, Davey.
You want to be like, sorry. You just know about this. Not everybody's an idiot.
Yeah. I don't think they have that part in the book, Davey. I'm sorry for asking. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Stevie Z. You remember Stevie Z?
Nah.
He was Simone's old roommate.
Oh, where?
He had bad cerebral palsy. We got used to it after a while. He had real bad cerebral palsy.
Oh, shit.
We got used to it after a while.
That's
but like,
funny. We got used to it after a while.
Like it's your problem?
In the beginning, it's like, I've never seen this before. And then you're like, oh, I get it. Yeah, that's how that guy walks.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Did he ever tell you how he got into it with Gallagher?
Yeah, he told
me. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I love that.
It's on the podcast.
Yeah, people don't know. He's a redneck. He's not just a fucking. It's not like cerebral palsy is my thing.
Yeah.
He's that from Central Washington.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they had Southern accents in Washington.
He said it's this palsy accent, but I think it's just hick.
Nah, that motherfucker's country.
Yeah, I think that's a country.
He's from Fiddle Country.
From Fiddle Country. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Wait, what was I just going to say? Me and Ren Azizi once, or I'll just introduce this and then I'll do this in the outro. But we're going to go out and then I'll tell you what me and Ren Azizi saw with Wester once.
All right.
You got any dates you want to promote?
Just follow me on Twitter at Ian Edwards Comic, and I'm bad with the dates, but if I have any, they'll be there.
You're a joke guy, though.
Huh?
You're a joke guy.
Joke god?
Joke guy.
Joke guy? What do you mean?
I mean, you just whip out jokes.
Nah.
You don't? Is your Twitter not reflective of that?
Nah, not all the time. Sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You seem like you'd be a guy who'd get like tweets all day.
I wish.
Like Kevin Christie.
They're not
like,
that easy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Delaney.
Kevin Christie does it a lot?
Yeah, he just fucking whips out 5-6 good ones a day.
For real? How many followers does he have?
75, 80?
Yeah. I need to put more up there. But if I did, I'd have more material into my set, too. Because I would use them, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I stole from him before.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, from my own Twitter. I'm like, this could go really well right here.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
And I did write it.
I did
Seems
write,
fair.
It sounds like you're stealing it from yourself. That's what you just made seem.
Yeah,
basically.
It is. It is. What about you, Zara?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, too, at the Zara Mizrahi.
Okay. A-H-I. All right, so let's start the episode. Oh, by the way, Ren Azizi is doing a special in Boston on Sunday. This Sunday, the 21st, Father's Day. I'm going to open for him. So everybody go out to watch Ren Azizi's new hour special. Yeah, that's it. It should be great. Ren Azizi is funny, right?
Yeah, funny as shit. And I just saw him in a commercial, too.
Oh, yeah, the Buffalo Wild Wing stuff.
Yeah.
He's all over those.
I saw for the first time the one with the guy from the Karate Kid.
From what?
He did one with the dude from Karate Kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With Daniel?
Not Daniel. The
sweep the leg guy?
Sweep the leg dude, yeah.
The evil guy?
Yeah, yeah. The one he had to fight to win.
Right.
The sweep the
Johnny,
leg guy
Johnny.
Was the, yeah,
oh, yeah,
Johnny,
sweep the leg
Johnny.
Guy was the underling.
Yeah,
sweep the leg
underling.
Guy never had a chance. They made him go up there and bunt.
Sweep the leg, Johnny. Sweep the leg.
And he's Johnny like, what do you mean? I can beat him. He's like, no. We're setting him up. Like, just let me beat him.
Right.
Why couldn't that guy... I feel bad for that guy now.
Right.
He could have beaten Johnny. He was already sort of hobbled.
Exactly.
Let him have a chance.
Somebody got DQ'd just so you could sweep the leg and you didn't do it. It's bad teamwork.
Do it. Yeah, that's right.
Bad teamwork. I think he got kicked out of Cobra Kai right after that.
And what did he do after that? Open up his own gym or just like kind of like give that up and go to like surgery school?
A nice karate school.
Yeah. He's a karate school.
Yeah.
It's all about brotherhood.
Yeah.
I'm doing those This Is Not Happening shows every other Thursday. So there's one this Thursday in the belly room. If you guys go up there, they're just workout shows. And the audience asks questions afterwards of the comics.
Oh yeah, and I got a show with Rogan in the belly room.
When?
This weekend at the Comedy Store, Saturday
night. The belly room?
Yeah.
That'll go off.
Yeah.
Damn. That'll be so packed.
It's gonna be packed.
Oh my god.
Just trying out new shit, fuck it.
Trying what?
Everybody's trying out new shit and working on it.
Everybody's going to kill with stuff that's not even like close to good. It's going to be so good in there.
3 minutes in, all old shit.
Yeah, you're going to just like bail on it?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Should we start the episode?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I'm calling it Palsy. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 223 or 4. I forgot now. 223 or 4. Oh, yeah. Who's got palsy now?
Hilarious.
Did you ever think they were retarded, cerebral palsy people?
Maybe a little.
You did? I didn't know about them. Did they teach you about them? You've been to school more recently than us. Are they like...
No, that never came up.
Okay.
You hear about Down syndrome.
Down syndrome, yeah.
But you don't hear about... Or you hear about autism.
Right.
You hear about autism more than you hear about cerebral palsy.
Davey has a funny joke about people lumping in Down syndrome people, palsy people.
Yeah.
And how separate they are and how they hate each other.
One's body works extra great, the other works extra bad.
Yeah. And just any type of other disease that looks like his, they're at war.
Yeah.
It's the gangs.
We talked about the time we tried to get him and Josh Blue to fight.
To what?
Him and Josh Blue were trying to pick fights with them.
Oh, shit, that's hilarious.
We were saying to the other one, the other was talking shit about them. We like sent teams over.
That's hilarious.
We wanted it so bad. It's one of the regrets of the Comedy Store, never seeing that happen.
It's hilarious.
All right, let's start. Do I have any dates? I think so. DC Improv in July. And Montreal and Toronto's now on sale. And all right, bye. Edinburgh, I'm doing my storyteller show. Okay, bye. Cause I can dance, I can talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk. I can dance, I can sing. first moved, I lived on 11th and B, which is not far from here. With these, you just gotta talk into the mic.
Yeah.
You can't hear it because I don't do the fucking headphone things, but.
Okay.
Yeah, 11th and B, which is pretty close to here. Yeah. And then I live on 4th Street and 1st Avenue. I like the East Village.
Oh, okay.
Where are you living? Where'd you get a place?
Queens.
Queens, damn. It's the one place I never wanted to. Like Astoria and shit like that?
Like Glendale area. Like that's
because you,
like
because you knew Glendale? Because you knew the term Glendale? Yeah. Armenians there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was eye-opening, you know, but at least I'm right by the L train, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's big. The L train goes all the way up to Queens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, it goes all the way up to Queens.
Yeah, that's the closest one to here, I guess.
Yeah, it's about, well, when I say it's close, I mean it's like a mile.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Oh, to the L train?
Yeah.
Fuck, how long does that take you to walk?
It takes a minute, man. That's why when I left my phone at home, I was like, fuck.
I should have come to you. I didn't realize how long it was going to take you.
Well, that's why I thought it was going to take me a shorter period of time. That's why I said 12:30.
It takes a while to get used to the shit, too.
Yeah.
To all the subways and where they are and when they pick up and how long it actually takes to get to a subway.
Yeah, I'm good at guesstimating at night, like, yeah, what I need to do and stuff like that, but I don't usually, like, I still want to take the M train because that goes up there, but I know that takes longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be really nice. Like,
oh, yeah, some of the lines are way nicer than the other lines.
Yeah, it's like.
Like, I forget which one. Some of them are super air conditioning and modern and shit. Yeah, and then you get on some, you're like, ugh.
You get
the
on
D, the D is garbage.
Yeah, you get on the, like, anything towards Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's
pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all the policymakers probably live in Manhattan. So yeah. They're like, I don't see any problem with the Brooklyn trains. I've never taken them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, because, like, usually on, like, the L, at least, you have a map. But you get on Brooklyn and you can't even hear over the sound.
Oh, that's the weirdest thing. Some of the new ones, you're like, ladies and gentlemen, please watch your belongings. And other ones, they go, and you're like, what?
Yeah. I mean,
important announcement from the MTA. What did that mean? What was the important announcement? This train will no longer be. Yeah, so how long you been here?
Like 3 days.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. 3 days.
Where were you coming from? Central Washington?
Yeah, yeah. I was doing little redneck bars and rooms and stuff like
that. In Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
You were just trying to run rooms and, like, get it going?
Yeah. I hate comics, so I was like, you know what?
They're shitty to deal with, huh?
Yeah, even if you think they're your friends, it's like, yeah, tried to renegotiate. See, I wasn't going after, like, the top tier guys, but, like, even the non top tier guys think they're top tier guys.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, they have special demands, and I'm like, nobody's ever even heard of you. And I'm
yeah.
I mean, I know that.
Well, like, what demands?
Well, there, you know, the comic, I told one comic he could have a free beer, and then he at a venue that I had, and
they took that to mean 9 free beers.
He didn't think that. Like, when I said free beer, he went for cognac. He went for the most expensive thing at the bar, and and then he didn't realize because we.
You're like, I gotta pay for that, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah.
Don't get a $35 shot.
Yeah, the thing with that was, like, you know, because I don't go out with those guys. Like, I usually hook up with, like, a local dude to give him a ride and stuff like that. And, I mean, for these guys, coming out $1,000 ahead is the important thing to me, but, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're not making any money anywhere else.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
yeah, so. I know. B-level guys.
Yeah. Like me and all this stuff, you know. Yeah.
Proficient comedians.
Yeah.
Who don't have a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, comics are. The problem is you're friends with them and then you want to, like, make them responsible in some way. We're like, where are you, man? We're there to set a show.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I don't know, I'm still in my hotel. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this has never come into our friendship before.
Yeah.
You being on time.
No, and, you know, and the other thing, I had one guy, local Seattle dude that totally blew off a gig because he forgot. Because he didn't have a cell phone, apparently.
Sounds like drug addicts talk.
No, he called me 2 hours before the show. He goes, oh man, can you come get me? And I'm like, that's 4 hours away. You want me to get my car, drive back? You know, because I was driving at the time.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, he didn't have.
Can you drive okay?
In certain areas, yes.
What do you mean?
Like, I couldn't drive here in New York or L.A.
Why?
Because of reaction time.
Too much stopping and starting.
Yeah, I mean, I could, yeah. But it's. I mean, I know.
Dangerous.
Like, yeah, I like Stevie Z, who has CP. He drives, but it makes me nervous because, like, you know, because I've ridden in the car with him, and
have you really?
Yeah.
Also, he's got a death wish.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another thing. He's suicidal, and he has CP.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know what? I don't know if you're trying to run off the road or if you're doing it by accident, but either way, we're going off the road.
Yeah, it's like when you make another person with CP nervous, it's like, man, maybe this isn't the best because I can't react quick enough to help you if something goes wrong.
Stevie Z's CP is like way worse than yours, huh?
Yeah, it's there's different variations of CP. Like,
yeah.
Stevie Z is like. Like, he's like a... Actually, there's way worse than what Stevie Z has. Like, a wheelchair bound, CP. So he, like on a scale 1 to 5, I'm probably a 1. He's like a 2 or 3. And then there's, like, 5s.
You're a 1?
Yeah.
You mean, like, that's the lightest it can possibly be?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get around okay, but you don't get around perfect at all.
No, I don't. And it's...
So there's nobody, you would say there's not really anybody or not many people with cerebral palsy that are, like, less mobile than you? No, wait, more mobile than you?
No, I would say no.
Okay, yes. CP, he's like a 4 or 5, you're saying?
Yeah.
So there's guys that are, like, 8 or 9?
Yeah.
Because Stevie Z had problems getting around.
Yeah, no, there's people, I mean, Stevie Z, like, you know, at least he can talk. There's people with CP that can't even talk.
His talking, though, is like, you can already tell it's like harder to understand him.
Yeah, and I had the same thing when I was a kid.
What do you do?
That's why people get confused with the drawl, like, because they think I'm from the South, but it is because of speech therapy.
Because, oh, really?
Because it's like, I was in foster care in the South or whatever, but, it's because I didn't start.
Why were you in foster care?
Because my parents weren't together, and my mom, like, she put me there. She was. Oh. I wasn't taken away.
Oh, right.
And it was difficult for her to take me to physical therapy and all that stuff. And she had put me through the system for about 6 months or whatever. And it's fine. I'm not.
And then back with her.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Like boarding school then.
Yeah, boarding school. It's like summer vacation.
I always thought you had that accent because you were a redneck.
No.
I always use that as like, no, Washington is not all Seattle. Washington has some fucking rednecks. Like,
well, that
West
too. That is part of it. But
I mean, you do carry on a fucking buck knife.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's weird. It's like. I mean, I'm glad I come from a redneck area, but, like, that's why I left, because I started to really hate those people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like, because they all thought I sold out. Because you remember back in the day, I used to wear overalls on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I gave that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They thought you sold out by not wearing overalls anymore?
Yeah, and combing my hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not wearing a buck knife on stage. And
you wore that on stage?
Yeah.
It's got to be like, why does that guy have a giant knife on his side?
Yeah, in L.A., yeah. Like, because I've done shows where people have given me knives.
What do you mean? Like, because they know you like them?
Yeah, on stage. Like, people come out. I have a little fan base, and they, like, hey, Davey, I got this new knife for you. Why am I on stage? And it's really awkward, weird, but, like, yeah, this is... Like, it's, and every knife has a story. Like, I served in Afghanistan. Here's a knife from Afghanistan that, like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, those are cool. What, do you got a collection?
In Washington, yes.
Where you just stab people and throw them in the river and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, one-time use.
No, I don't. Yeah. I mean,
stick people, however you guys say it.
Yeah, stick it, like gut them.
Gut them. Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to gut you. I'm going to open you up and let your insides spill out.
But that's the thing is, like, with CP, you, like for me, my thing was, I'm comfortable with it now.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in, I think what, like, what made me comfortable with it, because there was a time I tried to overcompensate.
How?
Like, you know, doing stupid stuff. I actually, when I did the boxing reality show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was just to prove a point, and I was like, I don't need to prove points anymore. Because Rogan made a point, and I got upset, but he made the right point.
What is
that? He said that somebody with CP shouldn't be in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
And I found out the hard way, and I was like, you know what?
Who'd you fight?
PJ Stans.
PJ?
Yeah. That was, I never, like, you know, I'll never make another deal after three shots of Jaeger again. Like,
that's when Painter fought him, too.
Yeah.
He was all drunk, and he was like, I'm going to fight PJ. It's like, I don't know why everybody wants to fight PJ.
Yeah, no.
He's got fucking crack strength.
Yeah, yeah. I knew I was in trouble with the guy at the Pullman's gym. Is like, man, he could have been a professional boxer. And I'm like, all right, well.
Rogan said that about you, about cerebral palsy, or just in general?
In general, because Red Band brought it up. And then somebody told me about it. And then I was like, well, he doesn't know what kind of CP I have. And then I was like, well, maybe he had a point that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you overcompensate. Because in your head, like, until you realize I'm equal in some aspects of life.
Yeah.
But I'm not equal to certain things. And I had to come to realization with that. You know, and.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't mean to be Oprah on this, but.
No, it's okay. I want to hear it.
Yeah. So it's like, it's, I think I got more comfortable as I got older with it and not in denial about it as
much. You think that's a, I don't know, but do you think, from your point of view, is that like a cerebral palsy experience? Or is that, you think, just getting older and realizing, like, oh, I'm cross-eyed, people can be okay with it, or I'm, like, I'm a little slow, people can be okay with it, or I have a stutter, people can be okay with it, or, like, you know what I mean, where you just, like, stop worrying about what other people think as much.
Yeah, I think I think as you get older, you realize your limitations to things.
Uh-huh.
Not trying to be accepted,
yeah,
and just being accept yourself, if that makes sense. Because I tried to be accepted to a certain degree when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And
say younger, you mean like seventh grade, or you mean like when you started at the comedy store?
When I started at the comedy store.
Okay.
And part of it was I thought, you know, I have CP. Things are going to be handed to me, you know, because...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, I mean...
Yeah, you had the attitude of a female comic.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, you know, I mean, and...
Why do you think that was? Do you think you were owed it, or do you think, I'm a minority, people will want me on their shows? Like, which one was it?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of both, but mainly because I was, like, I was a minority.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, the good thing was being around you guys was because, you know, I don't revolve my whole act around it.
Well, you impressed me when you sort of you did it a little bit in the beginning, and then you made a conscious decision. It seemed like a conscious decision to stop talking about cerebral palsy.
Yeah. No, I went back to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because now I can talk about it the way I want to talk about it, because it's like I made a conscious decision. But now I can talk, like, when I did a parking space joke, it felt hacky. Even if when you do cerebral palsy jokes.
Yeah.
Even if you kill, from my perspective, because it's not all I am.
It's not all you are. That's my problem with the gay shows, where they're only doing gay jokes. I'm like, you never sit in traffic?
Yeah.
Gay guy? How is this a gay experience? You never fucking get stuck in an elevator with somebody that smells gay guy?
Yeah.
Like, these aren't gay experiences. You can talk about that shit, too.
Yeah.
So that's not all of you, you're saying?
Yeah. You eventually have to address, like, certain aspects of your life about it, but it doesn't have to revolve. And that was the thing was, I wasn't crushing with my cerebral palsy stuff. Mm. I was getting pity laughter, and I realized that. You know,
how'd you realize that?
Well, it's because, like, when you're about a 50 percentile,
yeah,
like, and you're just getting claps, and people are thinking that you're faking it. You know, I've had that happen before.
People thought you were faking it for the character.
Yeah, and I overemphasized it in the beginning. I really
pushed
did
it up.
Yeah,
the accent and the walk.
Yeah.
That's what fucking Italian comics do.
Yeah.
Like, where was that accent when you're on stage? Like, what do you mean? Why are you talking normal now?
Yeah.
Before it was all like, my mom. That's a terrible Italian accent.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy and Joey, huh?
I guess so. I was actually thinking of someone else, but yeah. It sounds like Jimmy and Joey. You know they're looking for a new Jimmy.
No, they don't like me.
Why not?
Because the first Jimmy and Joey.
Yeah. The brothers, the actual brothers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We were at River Bottom, and they're like, they said something about me being crippled. And I said, well, at least, you know, me being crippled, I don't steal shit from the internet. And
oh, snap.
And they got a little upset. They go, who told you we stole stuff from the internet? And naturally, I'm going to give it to the one person that's not going to give a fuck, is Rick Ingram.
Like, he told me.
Yeah, Rick Ingram.
I love doing that. Telling out someone, like, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. Mike Tyson told me you were an asshole. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Go talk to him?
Yeah.
Go confront Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rick Ingram's a good one to do that with. Like, fuck, I'm not going to argue with Rick Ingram. That's that's a losing proposition.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have some stuff to ask you about the store.
Yeah.
But let's first tell people what cerebral palsy is.
All right. It
looks retarded.
Yeah.
It has the look of retarded.
Yeah, it does. Just imagine, like, everywhere you're going, people thinking you're drinking all day, or you're faded, or, you know, it's until... Like, I'm fortunate because I'm able to sit down sometimes and, like, fool people. But that's why, you know, you don't look equal to people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just until they get to know you. That's a, you know,
go ahead. Yeah.
It's, you know, people, you know, I mean, it's difficult. Like, it has to do, you have a lot of coordination issues, and then you have I suffer from, like, memory lapses to a certain degree when I do certain things.
Memory lapses?
Yeah. Like, you know, I didn't start realizing that until I got older. Like, you know, certain things that most people remember. Like, I'll be standing somewhere, and I'll pause for a second, like, and just my brain moves slower, and I know it now. I, like, it moves slower sometimes
because of the cerebral palsy.
Yeah, I believe so. I always thought,
based on zero research, based on talking to two people, I always thought it just fucked with your muscles.
Your brain
was completely fine.
Yeah, yeah, your brain is fine to a certain. I think it's fine. It just moves things slower sometimes.
Okay.
I because your brain is a muscle.
Oh, good point. So,
yeah, and it's like, that's like I can analyze certain things. It's just like you, but there's certain things that, like, depth perception and stuff like that is, you know, harder for me. Like, what I mean by that is, like, when we were talking about driving earlier,
yeah,
it's why I say that is, like, I don't mind driving, but it's the reaction time. It's
the reaction time of your brain or your muscles?
Your reaction time comes from your brain, too. Right. And, like, you know, from your muscles, too, like, to a certain degree, your muscles, like, my right, because it's on my right side, so, like, for me to hit the brake, I have to use my right foot. And it's going to be harder for
me. That's your fucked foot?
Yeah, that's my really fucked foot. Everything on my right side.
It's half your, that's a lot of things, right? Half the muscle on one side of your body or the other?
Yeah.
Like a general thing?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I'm considered, like, when I was born, I was diagnosed with full cerebral palsy.
What does that mean?
In the diagnosis, they say full mental retardation.
Uh-huh.
And when I was born, because they didn't really have methods that they have now, they wanted to put me in an institution. My grandmother did, because she thought it would be too difficult for my mother and stuff like that, which they did. They stopped doing institutions in the 80s.
Right.
I was born in 79. But they, like, where they... You know, they have a caregiver come in and feed you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's not. And that's a good and bad, because they, like, which is weird, is, like, people used to rape and beat those people, like, you know.
Caregiver.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care for your care.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they did all bunch of... messed, because they didn't do background checks. They're like, oh.
Just hired anybody.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you want to... like, clean off puke off somebody, here you go, $8.50 an hour, and I guess it's like,
yeah, go for it. I guess we'll trust you to be cool. Like, even though it's like, why would I be cool? I'm working for $8.50 an hour cleaning puke. What do you think I am, a fucking doctor?
Yeah,
you think I'm a nice, gentle person?
No.
Yeah. Oh man, did you ever see any of that shit?
No, my mom didn't allow that. Oh. She fought to keep me out of institutions, and
they thought you were fully retarded.
Mm-hmm. Because when I was born, I was 3 months early, and I was 4 pounds, 4 ounces.
Now, is that what causes it? What causes cerebral palsy?
I'm not, to be honest with you, I think it's, like, in my, with no medical belief, I think it has to do with, a lot of it had to do with procedure. Like, that's why you see a lot of, like, you don't see as many younger people with cerebral palsy.
Why?
Because of medical procedures back in the day, like, you know, because my mom had to have a C-section.
Yeah.
And
three months early, she had a C-section?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I came early.
You were coming out.
Yeah, I was coming out.
Okay.
And I was in an incubator for 3 months, and I was so small. You talk about redneck. Like, they didn't have, like, you know how they have, like, those little incubators that you, like, you can take your preemie home and all that stuff?
Oh.
My grandfather actually put me in a chicken box. I was taken home in a chicken box.
You're such a fucking hick.
Yeah.
A fucking chicken box.
Yeah.
I know what those are. That's so small.
Yeah.
That's cute. And also so fucking redneck.
Yeah.
It's like a little crate. It's like, yeah, it's like the size of, like, my knee to not even my ankle.
Yeah.
And fucking mesh on the outside. So that shit can fall through too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's that. It's the medical procedures and, like, being born early?
Yeah.
It's a chance, too? Or do you not even...
Yeah, I think it might have been, like, I don't know if...
Let me know,
like,
if you need more water, too.
Yeah. It was... it could have been, like... It's never... We've never talked about it in my family. So, I mean, to be honest, like, some people said it may have been alcohol syndrome, too.
Uh-huh, fetal alcohol syndrome?
Yeah.
Was your mom drinking?
I mean, I've never asked that. Like,
well, you know your mom. Would you guess... that she at that would time, or wouldn't?
At the time of her life, yes. Because it's like, you know, you have to understand, my parents hooked up in a bathroom.
Right.
You know, so it's like...
That must be weird. You see your parents as one thing, but then you realize, I'm just realizing that you were just regular people in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know what I was doing then. Why would you be different?
Yeah, it's like, you know...
They hooked up in a bathroom, that's where you were conceived?
Yeah, well, yeah, like... The real, like, I think it was like they were in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it was like a Chippendales thing or whatever. And my dad waited for her outside in the parking lot.
He was a Chippendale?
No. He was just waiting for horny big chicks to come out and had sex.
Your mom's a big chick?
Yeah,
my mom. Get them all worked up, and then when they come, it's like Doc Willis should go to that.
Yeah.
Just wait outside. He loves big chicks.
My mom's 6'1".
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, my mom's 6'1". My dad's 5'9".
Wow, what a reverse that is.
Yeah, it's like, my mom was in the military.
That's why you're a normal height.
Yeah.
You got like super tall and super short.
Yeah, like, I'm like right in the medium, like 5'11".
Yeah, that's funny. Wow, yeah. Maybe fetal alcohol syndrome. I could see that.
Yeah.
One of the causes. I mean, I have no idea, but.
I mean, it's just, but, you know, you can't never ask, like, you know.
Yeah.
I
asked my mom once if she had sex with my dad before, and they're conservative people.
Yeah.
Like, real religious Jews, conservative. And I was like, did you have sex with dad before you guys got married? And, I mean, we're talking about, when I asked, 35 years in the past, you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, Ari, you don't ask me something like that. And I was like, Ma, it was so long ago. It's okay. And it's not like it was just some passing slutty thing. You ended up with them if you did.
Yeah.
Like, it's all right. And she's like, no, you don't ask your mother. She was so mad. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing.
But that means yes, probably.
Yeah. Well, and that's the hard part is, like, a couple of weeks ago, I did a show and my mom came.
Yeah.
And she like, cause you know, I tell stories about my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody was laughing, but then we went back to the house and I was talking to her and she went into the bedroom and started crying. So, because it's like, it's hard for her to see people laugh
at her.
Yeah. Me, like, doing my comedy because she feels guilty or something of something that she did in the past. If that makes sense.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's like, at her too, maybe. But she was like, I tried so hard.
Because you were making fun of, like, hardships in your past or something like that?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, and it's my mom's, my mom went back to school and she became a hospice worker and she deals with, like, she's a very compassionate, caring person.
Yeah.
So it's hard. She's only been to two shows and it's hard for her to watch me do stand up. Because it's like I relay certain things that, you know, my dad doesn't give a shit. My dad doesn't care.
Right.
You know, my dad's like, whatever.
I'm just looking to fuck some fat, tall chicks.
Yeah, my dad.
Hey, Davey, come on over here. Look at these WNBA photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
All centers. people don't. Okay.
Yeah, but that's the thing. My parents are 16 years apart.
Split up 16 years?
No. They got married when I was six, and now they're back. They've been together ever since.
What do you mean 16 years apart?
So, like, 16 years apart. They're, like, age different.
Oh.
My mom was 20. My dad was 36.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
He hooked up with a big 20-year-old at 36, just taking advantage. Wait for the horn. I mean, first of all, that's a great idea. You know they're going to be as horny as possible.
Yeah.
It seems rapey, but it's not. He's like, I'm just getting them when they're at their horniest. Yeah. I'm just saying, I would like to go home with you. And they're like, yes, let's do it in your car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. It's my dad.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. That's such a good place. If that's your theme, that's what you're into.
Yeah.
Wow. I knew a guy that would hit up girls on Facebook from his class that had been divorced. You know, so they're like 35-year-olds now, 32-year-olds, whatever it was. And they're now they're divorced. They've gone through. They got married at 24, 25.
Yeah.
You know, had the life 7-8 years, been disillusioned.
Yeah.
And he always led with something like, somebody at the store, I forget who it was. He always led with something like, you know, I used to have a thing for you in high school, even though if it wasn't true.
Yeah.
He just saw they looked okay now. And then they would be so like, oh, wow, really? They'd remember those times. They'd be like, wow, really?
They're glory days.
They're glory days.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they'd end up sleeping with the dude.
Yeah. That's a great move, man.
It's a great move.
Yeah.
That's a great move. I love these moves. So then they put you in therapy.
Yeah.
Physical therapy and speech therapy.
Mm-hmm.
What was the physical therapy like? What did you have to do? Just strengthen muscles?
From a certain standpoint of, like, you know, I had to, like, I had braces on my legs.
Forrest Gump style?
Yeah, Forrest Gump, plastic, I had to go in, and but they were, like, plastered braces.
Like cast?
Yeah, like cast. And I'd have to wear them during the day.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You know, my hand tricks it.
I know.
You know, I have tricky hands, so
it'll just fall a little bit. Before it gets out of hand, no one couldn't hear you. But sometimes it drops and drops and drops.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no one can hear you.
I had to go through physical therapy and and do all this stuff. But I mean, that's like, I was really, like, before I got into comedy.
Yeah.
Cheezer thought he came to my hometown and people were telling stories about how I was a bigger person because I used to lift all the time.
Oh.
I used to, like, I weigh about 135, 140 pounds now.
Yeah, but you're pretty small.
Yeah. Back in the day, though, like when I was 19, I weighed about 165, 170 pounds.
Of muscle.
Yeah.
And you would lift. Just to lift or to strengthen those dead muscles?
Just to lift because you know, I got into, and I would eat, like, but for my metabolism, I would have to eat 8,000 calories a day. Yeah, because I was, for 2 months, I was caught up into the whole bodybuilding shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, those muscles aren't dead, right? They just spasm?
Yeah, well, it's like okay, on your right foot,
yeah,
you have a muscle that's already developed when you're a kid.
Okay.
I don't have that muscle.
Doesn't exist.
Okay. I can strengthen it to a degree, but
exist.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It'll never really exist. Okay. It's like,
a little. Like,
yeah,
growth.
It's a little. It's way smaller.
Yeah.
That's why when I walk, that's why my right leg goes in.
Yeah, I'm pigeon toe, but you get.
Yeah.
You're like on another level.
Yeah. It's,
put me to shame.
Yeah. It's like, to a certain degree, but one of the, a redneck story about my cerebral palsy, when I was in school, they had this thing called conditioning.
Yeah.
Now, like, I didn't get it, but back, like, I remember being in sixth grade, and they having hurdles. And I went up to this PE teacher who's one of my biggest, he was, like, my hero as a kid later on, but I hated him because I literally said, I can't.
Can't do hurdles?
Yeah, I can't do hurdles. And this, he pulls up his pants like the old gym teacher, and he goes, well, you ever try? And so I tried. It was like I failed horrifically.
You're like, yeah, I'm going to give it a go. And then run and plop. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
You just fall over it?
Yeah. It's like, I was by the end of it, I was just pushing him over. And that I thought that was a good idea. But then I would get knocked over by the back end of the hurdle and shit.
Oh, yeah. It comes up.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried? Like, well, now I have.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, this is it.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So it, like, tenses, right, though?
Yeah.
It, like, tenses up the muscles? Like,
yeah,
flex and let go? Flex and let go?
Yeah, it's, like, I have, like, I mean, there's, like, certain parts of my body that I'm stronger than. It's retard strength, as people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That people, and sometimes, because I have no, you know this, you've hung out with me. Like, when I go to tap somebody on the back, I accidentally may have tapped them too hard.
Yeah.
Because I don't know my own
strength. Knock the drink out of their hand.
Yeah.
Jesus, oaf.
Yeah.
Why are you shoving me?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, Davey, you don't know your own strength. I'm like, yeah, sorry. Fuck.
Yeah. Dude, JB Smoove used to have his bit about people not knowing how big they are. It's like, you're 6'8", 240, and you have the wrong job. You're like hairstylist or you know, works in a nursery or things like that. We're like, it was just so fucking good. Anyway, so, okay. All right, so that's a little good backstory on what the fucking medical stuff is. But now you get to the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different than you were treated in high school? And Because, I mean...
I think it was an eye-opener.
Uh-huh.
Because it doesn't matter what you have at the comedy store in comedy. All people give a fuck is, like, originality and being funny.
At the store.
Yeah.
It's not like other places.
No, it's not.
But the store, it's absolutely that. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's especially when Mitzi was around.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, like, you know, and, you know, I mean, that, like, that was probably, like.
Damn, it's changed some, huh?
Yeah, it's because.
Worrying about, like, credits and shit like that.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, I like how it's changed to a certain degree now, because it,
in some ways, but that's lame.
Yeah, yeah.
That part's lame.
Yeah.
That's all we care. I remember Michael Richards started coming around.
Yeah, it's.
And it was like, for the first week, everybody's like, wow, Kramer's here. That's so fucking cool. Yeah. I mean, everybody watched Seinfeld, you know?
Yeah.
But then after, like, we all saw him on stage twice, it was like.
Yeah, we just.
And then people wouldn't even talk to him.
Yeah.
They'd walk right by him and just kind of nod and keep walking. Like, it wasn't even like, fuck you. It was just like. You hold nothing of interest to me.
Yeah,
you're not a good comic.
No, and that's the thing is, like, we, and you learn that, like, to a certain degree is, like somebody, you know, this was, like, when you said my conscious decision.
Yeah.
Was because people, and it's.
Conscious decision to stop mentioning cerebral palsy so much.
Yeah, it was because. People are like, yeah, people are going to laugh at him because he's got cerebral palsy, not because of my material. And that may sound harsh to the rest of the world, but that's how we roll. It's like.
That's the thing. This shit sounds harsh to other people, but we're just trying to be realistic.
Yeah.
This shit sounds so harsh to outsiders.
Yeah. It's
but
like,
it's just like, no. It's like, we know what a pity laugh is.
Yeah. And
that's what Bobby Lee said once after Steve, when he would host the open mic. Stevie Z got off, you know, and he'd be like, that's a pretty good hook. You know,
yeah.
I have that.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you going to not laugh at that? How are you going to be like, boo, that joke sucked?
Yeah.
So you made a decision to stop getting that pity.
Yeah, because it's like, because I was, you know, and I
it's
ate
cheap, it's a crutch. Excuse the double meaning. Yeah, but it's a crutch.
But, and it's like, to a certain degree, I mean, I know how to cheat with it. Mm-hmm. Like, you learn how to cheat with it. Like, you know, and I did a show the other night at this really tough urban room, and I cheated a little bit because I'm like, well, black people won't boo fucking crippled people, and I just want to get out here alive real quick. And then I went into my other shit.
Right.
But I knew that if I tried to do, like, you know, it was part nerves because this guy books other things, and
I get thrown by black rooms too if I haven't done them in a while. It's like, oh, fuck, what do I do here?
Yeah, it's
I make mistakes or cheap shit. I do cheap shit where I'm like, why did I do that?
Because I was talking to Ian Edwards, and he goes, how'd it go? I said, I cheated. Yeah, you know, but at least back in the day, I didn't know that.
Right.
And now I know, like people are like, man, you did great. And it's like, get the fuck out of here. I cheated.
Yeah.
I know I cheated. Like, you know, But it's weird because, like, people don't understand. Like, I understand how people view me. Like, you know, as far as with my CP, I understand that.
How do they view you?
Okay. When I first get up there, I throw people for a loop because if I do a regular room, I won't mention it for like 5 to 7 minutes, and people are in anticipation for that to come out.
Wow, it's a good tension builder.
Yeah, it's like, because it's.
That's a good tension builder. To me, it's all tension and release.
Yeah.
And so if you bring up like something about the N-word or something like that,
yeah,
people are like, where are you going to go with this? Where are you going to go with this? And if you build up a tension enough, then when you give them the release of the N-word is, you know, some other word.
Yeah.
I can't think of any word with an N.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's
Nottingham.
Thing.
Then people are like, oh, okay. But you got to build up attention first. So that's cool.
And that's the thing was, it was hard though, because we had a talent coordinator that wanted me to do that more and more.
He wanted you to do what?
Be more, like, he was like, go to your CP stuff. That's why you're here.
Oh, Tommy, you mean.
Yeah, Tommy, yeah.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
That's garbage advice.
Yeah, it's like, you
got to develop on their own.
Yeah, and.
You're saying what'll work better for this set right now.
Yeah.
But you're not saying what's going to work better for my development, for me to be great in 6 years.
Yeah, and people got to keep in mind, I wasn't, Mitzi took a chance on me because I wasn't ready to, like, to be honest with you, I wasn't ready at the time to be a regular because I had only been doing comedy a year. I had only been there a year.
You think you got passed because of cerebral palsy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then next thing...
I didn't know that, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'd been there a year, but yeah.
Yeah, I'd only been there a year, so it was kind
of... fuck it, take advantage of what you got.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and... but, like, making that decision forced me, which is fine. Like, a lot of people are bitter about 1245 spots, and but you develop some attitude up there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's sink or swim.
Yeah, it's like you don't...
You can't have an act up there at that time.
Yeah, no.
And if you do, you're just going to fail. So, yeah, they got to break you of that habit of, like... So I was at the store today, and I told the guy, it's like, yeah, you got to break that habit and be conversational or fail.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah, it's like, and, but the thing is like, why I came out here was to work because I became lazy. I became lazy and...
Complacent. That happens in LA.
Yeah, it's a great place. And, you know, I'm... Like,
that happens in New York too. People have their clubs. They're like, I only perform at this club, and they just get like, it's good enough, and they just stay at the one place.
Yeah,
it's good to mix it up. Moving to New York is probably a good idea for you.
Yeah, it's.
By the way, if there's any comic bookers in New York that are hearing this, fucking get it, Davey. You on Facebook, Davey?
Yeah, I'm on. I'm also on Twitter.
What's your Twitter?
Davey Wester 1.
Is Davey Wester taken?
Yeah.
D A V E Y.
Wester W E S T E R.
One. The number one.
Yeah, and then I have two. I have Crippled Redneck too, whichever is easier to.
So yeah, get at them and fucking give them spots around town.
Yeah, no, and it's because you fit, like, because what's like, you know, listening to Bill Burr and like Louis C.K. talking about how they came out to New York and they got better and then they went back to L.A. That's what inspired me to come out here because.
Bill Burr hit the streets. He went and did that show Townies with Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
That I barely remember. I don't remember him on it. But and then the show got canceled. And he moved to L.A. for that. And most of the time, that story goes, I live in L.A. now.
Yeah.
But he was like, nah, fuck this. He went back to New York, just hit the pavement every night, and just became a headliner to, like, one of, if not the best comic in the world.
Yeah. He's, you know, and that's I mean, because... Like, when you, the beauty of it is, like, you know, Doc told me the story. He was out in the lot, and the beauty of where the club we come from, we have access to comics like Chris Rock and stuff like that. And Chris Rock was like, New York has more stage time. And he was telling Doc that to develop. And he goes, it can be such a good thing, or it can be a bad thing sometimes. But you get that... You know, but you get that stage time. You go out and get your stage time, and you hustle, and because you either, like, being in LA, you have to, like, because there's so many guys that, like, don't realize they're not going anywhere because they're stuck at one place. You know, you have to take a chance and do something different.
Me and Bargatze were talking to Bill Burr at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And he was saying that. He was like, find out what you're bad at on stage. Find out what you're... Because he was talking about... Bill Bargatze was talking to Bill about that. He has like a one-way conversation. Go back and forth with himself.
Mm.
He's like, how did that start? Because I was shitty at it. So I saw I was shitty at it. So it was like, I just did that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, we find something you're bad at. It's like... Or if like you only get up at one club. It's like, well, then go be uncomfortable at another club. Like, well, I don't know anybody there. It's like, yeah, get over it.
Yeah. And
be there for 10 days and you won't be uncomfortable anymore.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when I saw you at the stand, I was uncomfortable because I'd never been there before.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's how I was when I started going to the improv.
Yeah.
After that Mencia shit happened with Rogan, I kind of like took away from the store for a while. Were you there when that happened?
Yeah, I was. You know, I wasn't there that night, but I was.
But you were already there.
Yeah, I was around.
Man, that's all anybody talked about for like a month.
That was the
news story.
Yeah, it's like. And it's like.
But like, I start going to what?
No, it's. But that's why, like, we're truthsayers. There, we're not. We don't
truthsayers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it's just you have to. But that you either can get bitter at other comics or take your own career in your own hands.
Yeah.
You know.
So you, well, let's compare it to a hurdle.
Yeah.
That you can't get over.
Yeah, okay.
You can either say, well, I can't do that. I have cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Or
you can you can try something different, you know, and I mean,
figure it out. Yeah, you can complain all you want about the hardship you have.
Yeah.
Everybody's got them, though.
Yeah.
And this one guy's like, well, I grew up poor. It's like, all right, that sucks. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's harder than this guy who grew up rich. Yeah. But, you know, that guy, his dad also died when he was younger. That's why he's rich.
And you can't be bitter because nobody's chosen. Nobody chose where they who they were born to or where they were born to. So you can't like walk, you know, you can't walk around, hey, this person's a better networker. Well, good for him.
Well, great.
You know, and it's like,
well, I look at Whitney. Yeah. And I go like, man, you're a great networker. And networking, I finally understood, is not as evil a word as it seems.
No, it isn't.
It seems shitty. Networking is just, hey, be friendly with everyone.
Yeah.
That's all it really is. Yeah. Like, don't be a dick. When you see people, say hi.
Yeah.
Get to know everybody in your business.
Yeah, don't pull out your knife and...
try to drive people off. Me and Taylor and Tony Hinchcliffe now. Like, all these people, like, it's like we're fighting against nothing.
Yeah.
It's like networking is just like...
Because we're not going to change the system.
You're not going to change the system. So be friendly. You're going to work with these people. It's the same shit if you work at an accounting firm.
Yeah.
Like, don't be a dick to that guy. Just be like, oh, we work in the same floor. Yeah. What sports are you into?
Yeah.
Let's talk for a minute. That's all it is.
I mean, like...
It gets gross when you think it's for the purpose of getting ahead.
Yeah, I mean, back to my CP, I realized that, you know, the only way I'm going to make it on TV, and this is going to sound weird, but me and Cheese are working on a reality show about a comic with cerebral palsy that revolves... It's a TLC shit.
You gotta get your teeth whitened if you do that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to do some sort of work.
Yeah,
can't be the redneck. They want to see the fucking version of them. It's good that you are one instead of a nine, but like...
Yeah.
On the scale, but like, you gotta get your teeth whitened. That's what I told Margaret Cho, lose weight. He's like, what do you mean? I'm fine. Nope. Yeah. They're going to make you get your teeth white. That's not bad.
No, I don't care if it ups my road price.
Yeah, sure. Get those new teeth. That's what Guy Tori always say. His price pre-teeth and post-teeth.
Yeah.
So wait. So you get to the store.
Yeah.
How are you treated?
Treated like an outsider at first because nobody like... Like, respected my comedy at that time. And I didn't earn that respect yet. It's like when, I don't remember.
Girl comics will point to that same thing and say it's because they're misogynist.
No, it's because it's, if you're not bringing it, like, you're not bringing a unique style. It's like, okay, Josh Blue. When Josh Blue came up to the store.
Sure. Remember where we all tried to start a fight between you guys?
Yeah.
We'd be like, hey, Josh, that guy was talking shit about you.
Yeah.
Someone was like, hey, Davey, Josh is talking some shit about you.
Yeah. But you, I remember you, like, I felt bad because Josh would be, like, walking down the hallway and you guys would say, oh, we already got one of those. And he doesn't talk about it for fucking 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah. We already got one of those.
Yeah, you and Taylor sitting there like just like
that was Mitzi's training. That's what because we had Holtzman. Anybody who came with like there was an angry comic, she'd say the same shit. No, yeah. We already got one of those.
Yeah,
we already got like a mad person.
Yeah, so
it's, like, it's just like, yeah, we got one.
Yeah,
me and Taylor said that.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, part of me was proud.
Because you're like, I'm the one.
I'm the one. I'm like, yeah, because it was weird because he tried to bond with me. He's like, you know, and I have nothing against the dude, but I was like, hey, I'm Davey. Da da da. He's like, palsy power. I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna go drink my beer. I don't know how to react to this. By the third time he said, I was like, listen, I know we both have palsy, but we don't always have to bring it up in front of other people.
Right.
And it got weird. It's like...
Did he really?
Yeah, how? Because it's like, I think anybody, like, other comics, it's like the black thing with, like, other people with disabilities. Like, I don't really care, but, like, I think people feel inferior.
It's weird. You end up taking a sense of pride in your not you, but in one's like disabilities.
Yeah.
You know, like, but not everyone wants to react the same way. Like, not everyone, like Kathleen McGee, she's like, yeah, I've been raped, but I don't want to moan about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just something that happened to me one night.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make that my whole life.
Yeah. No. And it's It's like, you know,
I don't talk to Brett Ernst about being a Cowboy fan every time I see him. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. But not every time.
Yeah, no, it's you know, and it's a weird aspect to it, because like people want to, like I said, I mean, like when I did Flappers, Barbara Holiday or whatever, she came up to me and she didn't know how to react to me. She was like, she wanted to do the Cripple Kings of Comedy. And I was like, well, and she was explaining it to me, and I was like, well, so we're gonna have a carnival show, basically. It's a freak show.
Damn.
And she goes, well, no, it's, I said, yeah, that's, if the money's right, don't get me wrong.
You'll do the freak show.
Yeah, but.
But that's what it is.
Yeah. You know, like, don't, and maybe that's part of being from the store, is like, I recognize what it is. It's like you're trying to make money off people that don't have a lot of avenues to make money. Because we're not, like, I'm not going to be a sitcom star. You know, right. You know, I know what I am now, and I'm comfortable with it now. You know, back in the day, I like delusions and all that stuff. That, but when you get in your 30s, you're like, all the, okay, I'm going to be a better comic. That's right. My, you know, and, you know, yeah, and
I'm gonna be a better comic.
Yeah, better comic, and that's
all it boils down to. When I talk about hurdles, where it's like you are where you are.
Yeah,
you're exactly where you are.
Yeah.
So now, where are you gonna go? Forward or backwards?
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be nice if I was a king. If I was a prince, that'd be really awesome. But I'm not a prince.
Yeah.
So, what am I gonna do? Sit in bed and moan all day?
Yeah. No. And it's like, you know, and it was like when I was. When I was in Spokane, and yeah. It was weird because you were talking about, and one of the younger comics came up to me because you brought up the story about me slapping a hooker, on a podcast, the crazy, like.
Oh yeah, what happened there?
Yeah,
in the front, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was the potluck podcast with Danny O'Neill.
Yeah. And
yeah, what happened there?
Yeah, when I slapped the hooker, and she came up to me, and it was like, man, I gotta get the, like, in my head, I was like, I gotta get out of here. She was like, you know Ari Shaffir? I'm like, what?
Yeah. Who said that, the hooker?
No, the hooker, the thing with the hooker was, she came up to me, and I threw a penny at her, because I was talking. She was like, yeah. She goes, hey, retard, da da da. And I was like, so I said, I flicked a penny and said, go buy some class, bitch. And then she
nice.
Got
Good
she
come back.
Yeah, and then she got in my face, and I was like, by the third time, I was like, listen, I'm gonna tell you three times. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
And she's like, she got in my face, but like on the third time, I was like, and then I slapped her on the third time, and she goes, right in front of the sheriff, she goes, you know, people were shocked.
Which hand you slap her with, good hand or bad hand?
Good hand.
Good hand. By the way, feminists listening to this is equality.
Yeah.
This is what equality means. If you get in a guy's face and he says, get the fuck out of my face, if that's two dudes, that's going to be a fight. If it's a dude and a girl, that's also going to be a fight. That's what equality is.
Yeah, it's... And then you brought me, because they put me in handcuffs. Then
they did that night.
Yeah, and then
you want more water?
Yeah.
Okay, finish this first. I mean the story first.
Oh, sorry. Coordination there.
Here, you want this?
No, just.
Is that gross?
No, it's fine. I still got a little.
Okay,
left.
Okay. Sorry. They put you in handcuffs?
Yeah, and then like, you know, because at first Walton Jordan was like, go hide. And I went and hid, but I didn't want to hide that well, because if I hid that well, I was afraid I was going to get shot. So I just stayed on the little belly room steps right
okay,
there.
Okay.
And then Laura at the time didn't know that I was cool with everybody.
Laura Haynes?
Yeah, she was like, he's upstairs.
Oh.
And she didn't realize it was me, though. You know, but they let me go. And then the only time you've ever let me, when I did the potluck, do a guest spot was that night. You were like, I was like, you go, you going up? I go, I don't have a number. You go, you're going up tonight, and you're going to go talk about how you almost got arrested.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were hosting that night.
That's good.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I hear a story about myself, and I'm like, oh, all right. I don't remember this, but I handled it good.
Yeah, I remember you. It's like, it's like, but that was the thing, was like, we lived in the moment. Like, people don't, like, back in the day.
Oh, you're talking about how the store is. So yeah. Like, that's how it would be. Like, okay, who cares if you have cerebral palsy? You just got in a fight with a hooker.
Yeah.
Get on stage.
We have to. And, like, so people understand how the store, like, people think people are mean at the store now. But I remember the first time I went on stage at the store. This was Rick Ramos.
Uh-huh. He prefers to pronounce it Ramos.
Yeah, is it Ramos?
No, it's not, but he hates it when I say that.
Okay. Well, so Ramos thought I was a wigger.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I was doing the Eminem type thing. So he literally sat me on a chair and roasted me for 5 minutes in front of a sold-out open mic night.
Was it one of those holiday weekends or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Columbus Day Sunday?
Yeah. And it was like back when we had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for a short
period. Oh, those were great.
Yeah, you had the Sunday, Monday.
Three nights we had.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was good.
Yeah, three nights.
I hosted all of them for a while. I hosted three nights a week. God, that was such good work.
Yeah, it was like, and it was, but Ramos was like, people were like, Micah James, all those guys Ryan O'Neill, Jeff Danish, they're like, nobody thought I was going to come back the next week after I, because they, it was
brutal.
It took
a beating.
Yeah. It was a beating.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like, fuck it, I guess I'm here now. And Ramos, the night I got passed, so it was kind of cool because it was, he was the host.
Yeah.
The night I got passed, so it was like, you know, but he felt bad because, like, he didn't know I had CP.
Right. He just thought you were a wigger.
Yeah.
He just was shitting on you based on your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think when people say, like, the word cripple and shit like that?
That don't bother me. If it bothers you, then prove them wrong. You know, if people get offended by shit, I mean, people get offended by when I say, what do you have? Like, people I don't know, I don't really get into it. I'm like, yeah, I'm just crippled. You know, I don't, it's like, you know, like back in the day, it might have, but I've been doing this for 13, 14. I mean, there's, like, you know, people, like, it depends on, like, you know, if I talk about it to a certain degree, you know, like in black shows, then they'll call it the handicap hour. But, like, I know who I am.
The host will call it the handicap hour after you get off?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like, whatever. You know, and it's like, you know, but don't think next time I come back, I'm not going to say something ignorant, because I am a redneck. So I will say something ignorant, you know, and, you know, but I'm fine with that. Like, it's, but, you know, it was just, you know, but it's.
Do you get mad at people making fun of you? I mean, do you see a difference between kind of busting balls and mocking?
Well, if it's, okay, if you come up with something unique, like, you know, you used to come up to me and say, don't shake my hand, I don't want to catch your cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and, but it was unique. But it, when it's the same joke over and over again,
yeah,
that's when I get irritated. I'm like, when people say, hey, Forrest Gump, or something that I've heard a thousand times.
Heard it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, if you're.
Yeah, because then you're putting you in the spot of having to react to some joke that you just don't find funny.
Yeah, it's like. It's like, whatever, you know, I don't, like, there was a time I used to, but that's when I used to drink a lot. It used to get me angry, and I have to prove that I was a man. But then, like, a realization, fuck, I'm a comic. You know, I can't get upset at anything anybody says about it.
Because you're around people who make fun of people every day, all day.
Yeah. And in my head, as I got older, that means they accept me now. And that's like,
it's a gauntlet there.
Yeah, it's if you're not getting made fun of at a comedy club,
yeah,
that means you're not funny and they don't give a fuck about you.
I think it means, that they pity you.
Yeah.
If they don't make fun of you, it's because they're like, oh, come on, you can't make fun of that guy's handicap. And you're like, what do you mean? We make fun of each other.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we make fun? We make fun of that guy's balding.
Yeah.
Make fun of that guy's fucking runny nose. Why can't we make fun of that guy taking 10 minutes to get up the steps?
Yeah, it's
but, like, sometimes you don't like it, right? Or no?
No, and, like, as I got older, I don't really care.
Wasn't Gallagher fucking with you once?
Yeah, but, that was, you know, partly because he's just a dick.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, the whole thing was the Gallagher thing was, like, if you make fun of it, and I don't, like, I know it's not, like, I can tell the difference between you making fun of it and you just being a dick. Like, the first thing is, because, you know, I tell stories and all that stuff. He goes, this is how it all started, was he came up to me and he goes, you tell stories. That's awful selfish of you. You need to talk about your cerebral palsy more. And I said,
you need to. Anytime I start a conversation with you need to, it's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, and that's what, but he got all butthurt because, you know, I said, no offense, but I grew up listening to Richard Pryor, George Carlin. They did other things and they were heroes in my comedy, but you were never a hero of mine. And that's
and that's what?
And that's how it started. And
you're like, I'm not going to listen to you. You were never somebody I looked up to. Why would I listen to you? And so then, yeah.
And then, just a second.
Yeah.
It was Jeff Scott and Tommy sitting there on the front OR steps. And I was coming down the steps and he started making fun of my walk. Which, I mean, here's the thing. If I had never seen that before, like, you know, but it was meant, I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm being like you. Like, you put his hand, first of all, I don't put my hand up like that. That's over exaggeration of my shit.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it.
We're like all here, like in the
side. Yeah,
like,
yeah. Uh-huh. He was doing that. He was like, and so I just came down and I said, listen, I don't care how old you are. The second time I see you do that, I'm going to take a swing and I'm going to knock you out. And and Jeff Scott and all them,
Gallagher.
Yeah, I said that to Gallagher, but it was just. Here's the thing: is like, you know, Bill Burr. We've had like Chris Rock. They're all like people that have credits, like are still relevant.
Uh-huh.
They're respectful to people. Like, they're funny, but they'll bust your balls. But they're respectful, and it's funny. It's done in a respectful way. But, like, the Andy Dicks of the world, like, oh, he's drunk and, like, says stupid shit like that. It's all jokes I've heard before.
Right.
Like, Andy Dick, I just ignore. Because you can't rationalize. Because when we went to the barbecue, I thought he was some homeless person that was just...
He's a wreck when he gets drunk.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, and it's like... I mean, but...
So what did he do? What did Gallagher do when you said that?
Yeah, he just shut up. Because it's like... I mean, Mark Maron... He loved the fact that I did it. He heard the story. He's like, way to seize the moment.
Yeah. Gallagher pretty universally is like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? One time he stepped up when we were at the Super Bowl party last year at the store.
Yeah.
We did one at the store. It will never happen again. Because we had to do it under the radar and shit. But like, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he showed up. And I'm like, what the fuck is this, man?
Yeah.
I remember,
when the Seahawks won. Yeah.
Yeah, when the Seahawks won.
Yeah, and everybody was like, Gallagher's here. And he was so out of it. He doesn't.
So self absorbed.
Yeah, he's like, you know.
But you know what he did? He ordered $100 worth of pizza for everybody. Yeah. It's the only time I've ever heard him do anything nice. He called, I think, Joe's or somewhere, and he was like, yeah, I want $100 worth of pizza. And they were like, well, what kind of pizza do you want? Do you want pepperoni? He goes, look, when you come here, I'm going to give you $100. You give me however much pizza that'll be.
Yeah.
And then they just brought a shitload of pizza. Only nice thing he's ever done.
Yeah, because, I mean, people have to understand, like, if you sat on the front patio and you worked at the store, you would see him take beer from open micers or...
Take them.
Yeah, take them.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, talking to... As weird as Jeff Altman, another comic, he came up to me and goes, man, I've wanted to say that to Gallagher for 20 years, what you just said. And... Because I think the hard part is, like he came around the store But he would just shit on the store. Like, he would...
Oh, really?
Yeah, well,
while you're here.
Yeah, well, it's like he would never... Like, he doesn't go up. He doesn't... He'll critique everybody. Like, he critiqued Danny Bylack one time. And Danny went off on him. On
Armchair quarterback.
Yeah. It's like, dude... I mean, you just see him do, like, that's the thing is, like, I never wanted to be, like, when people come up to me, like, I see, like, people, hey, how you doing, sir? People that didn't know him, he would go, and people would be like, who are you, what's your name, sir? And he'd go to the wall and point to his name on the wall. It's like, I'm this guy. Obviously, they don't know this guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, look, he's done... He did specials, he did his thing, and, I mean, I respect that, but, you know, you gotta respect anybody that made money in the business, but, like, when your time is over, you gotta fall down gracefully.
Gracefully.
Yeah.
Listen up, Howard Stern. Listen to Davey Wester. All right, so, that's hilarious, by the way. I forgot about the hooker you punched.
Yeah.
Not punched, slapped.
He slapped, yeah, but it made me famous in Spokane. It got me.
That's the shit. The Comedy Store, it's a gauntlet that you got to go through.
Yeah.
And it's like you can moan it all you want, but like, remember? Do you remember when we were doing cockings?
Yeah.
Remember when I would just put my cock on people's like wrist or something?
Yeah.
And then Jim Payne would like try to distract people?
I remember when that was one comic that I wish he would never stop doing comedy, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Jim Payne was...
I mean, I don't know...
Become legendary.
I mean, some people, when he did Blue Painter.
Blue Painter was amazing.
Blue Painter.
God, Blue Painter was amazing.
Yeah.
God, Blue Painter was amazing.
Yeah.
People told me, Blue. This guy was like, Blue, your pussy smells terrible. She goes, oh, that's not my pussy. That's just this dumpster we're fucking in. And then he was like, but Blue, we're not fucking in a dumpster. And I was like, oh, well, then it's definitely my pussy. Yeah, Painter was great. But I remember one time Rick was new. Ingram was new.
Yeah.
And he had a shirt on. There was a t-shirt that was just to his waist, you know, like didn't go down very far. And he was reaching up to get something. So there was a little bit of skin exposed. Mm. And I put my balls and cock on his stomach, yeah. You know. And he just like... put his hands up and started dancing on it, you know? And I was like, all right, you're in.
Yeah.
You're a part of the group now.
Yeah.
Instead of going, how dare you?
Yeah. No, that was the thing was like, even Rick, like when he'll tell you, like, we all had to go through it because Rick used to do Harry Carey impersonations and all that stuff. And everybody thought he was really funny, but everybody's like, man, you're being really hacky.
Yeah, that's just been done, man.
Yeah.
Like, people way more famous than you.
Yeah.
It's been, like, what are you doing? Yeah, you're being hacky. You had to, like, stop doing it. Yeah. We all went through that.
Yeah, we all. And that was it. Because
it works a little. So yeah. You're like, why should I stop doing it? I'm getting some laughs.
Yeah, it's like, because you get into easy habits of, like, you know, you never grow. And then, but... I mean, I think that's where our generation, we connect because we all had to go on stage in front of Mitzi, and we've seen Mitzi light people in 30 seconds.
God, it sucks.
Yeah, it's like, so when you do your first 3-minute showcase, you're like, man, I made it through my first 3-minute showcase. I didn't get the light, so.
That's a win. She didn't tell me to get the fuck off. She said no, but she waited till I was done.
Yeah.
That's as nice as I can hope.
You're like, oh, shit. All right, I made it. Because you'll know when she doesn't like you because you'll hear this little Jewish like, give him the light. He's horrible.
Oh, he's terrible. Like, I'm still in the middle of a setup. Oh, God. It's so hard for me to finish this joke after hearing that.
Yeah.
It's just silence. You're like, so I told my father that day. And I give him the light. He's awful. And I told Mom.
Because it's not quiet when she says it.
Exactly. She waits for the perfect moment where everybody can hear it. The worst I ever heard of that, not with Mitzi, but with Dice once. This guy, Al Abell, was on stage, and Dice comes with a back step to the OR. He wanted to go on.
Yeah.
He watched for 3 seconds, maybe 10 seconds, and he just goes, light this zero. It was like, oh, Jesus. And everyone knows who said it. Does it hurt your shit, your muscles and stuff?
My knees hurt, like, sometimes as I get arthritis.
You got arthritis from the cerebral palsy, too?
Yeah, because I fall a lot. Falling, you know, falling on cement, that's not good for the body. That's mainly why I slowed down on my drinking, too.
It was make you fall more?
Yeah, it's like, you know, and, you know, it hurts. There's days, like, you know, it, like, there's days it hurts more, but it's also, like, I mean, eating healthier helps, too, to a certain degree.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's your body, so, I mean, it's like, I mean, it's,
give it better fuel.
Yeah, better fuel. But it's like, it hurts, and there's days, like, you know, sometimes, like, when I'm doing longer sets, I sit down. It's not the people, like, people that are ignorant will say, oh, he's sitting down to disguise his cerebral palsy, but I'm standing for an hour. Because yeah. I've heard that before, too, where, like, you know, I'm doing an hour and I decide to sit down for a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a booker say, well, you shouldn't sit down during your set. I'm like,
why?
Yeah, it's like, I'm still funny.
Maron sits down as soon as he gets on stage.
Yeah.
Paul Mooney sits down. He's a legend.
But, you know, like, when you're doing these, like, CD rooms, they, like, these...
They have these rules about what they think comedy should be.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, and you're like... You're getting paid, like, you know, and then you can't really, like, that's where, like, I think it's harder, like, when I do, like versus when you go into a room, like, as an equal person.
Yeah.
I think it's harder for me to renegotiate my money than, like, somebody that is able-bodied.
Why?
Because I don't think, what am I going to do? You know, because, I mean, I was doing this club. And I went up to a club owner, and I promoted. I did radio. I did all this stuff. The guy paid me, which I don't mind. I did an hour, but he paid me like $400. But we did two sold-out shows at $12 a ticket.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, next time I do this, can I get
eight? Some more.
Yeah. Give me some more. I mean, I made my own flyers. I did my own thing.
You helped promote.
Yeah. It wasn't like, because I know I'm not a name. I know, but I have to do what I have to do.
I don't think it's about able body or cripple. I think it's about leverage.
Yeah.
I was getting the same offers until I got a few credits. And people. Yeah. I was like, oh, I just won't come to that club. It's okay.
Yeah.
You should get a local. I just won't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and no.
Yeah, I had this guy in Arizona who was like, he asked me how much I make. And I was like, you need to pay me at least $1,500 for the weekend now.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I only have $1,000. I'm like, oh, that's cool, but then get someone else. And he goes, you're pricing yourself out of the market. And I was like, I've already got bookings at this price, man.
Yeah.
I'm already getting stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like you just have to tell them that it's like hard, but like leverage is what you need.
Yeah, no, and that's yeah, you're right on that. Like, but in my head, I just say it's because, like, that's
but
the
they should. They're B-level guys who just want all the money themselves.
Yeah.
But they should go, you know what? You did a lot of hard work, and you increased my bankroll by about $1,200 by you fucking helping promote.
Yeah.
You put a lot more money in my pocket. Here's $400 of it.
Yeah.
That's what that guy at Helium does.
Yeah.
Grossman?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they
do. Yeah, he's one of those guys that he's like, dude, numbers were solid. The guy at Comic Strip, like Rick Brunson in Edmonton, he goes, numbers were good. Here's $500 extra.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I didn't hit the bonus number that I had to hit. He goes, yeah. But we made more money, so here's some of it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, but, yeah, and that's the good clubs, but, like,
few good people.
Yeah, and because you have guys that, like, I mean, not to mention... I mean, I did this club, and he's a comic, but he was like, everybody's like, you got to watch him. He's been doing it since, forever, and he actually did a Rodney King joke, and I'm like, what? Like,
nobody remembers that guy, man.
Yeah, or a Bobbitt joke. I'm like, yeah. Like, I was like, people.
Bobbitt? Lorraine Bobbitt?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know what you meant at first.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, and I'm like sitting there just horrified. Like,
I'm supposed to watch this guy and take advice from this motherfucker?
Yeah.
I actively disrespect what he does.
Yeah.
Why would I listen to any of what he says? Yeah. Other than here's a good place to get some food.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, because it's like, but that's the thing is, like, that's the trouble, like, being in smaller markets and working the road, if you spend too much time on it, mm-hmm. you find yourself not being universal anymore and being a local hack and
sure.
Yeah, and it, and like, but But the trippy thing is that none of those guys realize that.
No, they don't. They're in it. So they don't see the forest for the trees. They're like, yeah. I'm killing. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't know why that guy's on TV and I'm not. It's like, because you've been doing jokes people have heard a billion times.
Yeah.
You might, yeah, you wrote it, but they've heard the same type of joke, just like your Forrest Gump joke.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure whoever was telling you that came up with it on their own. That yeah. Nobody told them to say it. They didn't read it somewhere.
Yeah.
But you're like, you're unoriginal.
Yeah. What else you got there, buddy?
How's fucking?
Oh, it's only, I can only do one or two positions.
Okay.
But the beauty of it is, like, I can. It's cool because I get to be lazy.
Just lie on your back?
Yeah. I basically can be a human vibrator if I can pull it off, yeah.
Are you shakier more? Does that help? You ever let your shake take over during sex?
Yeah. To a certain degree. I mean, it's like, you know, there's certain positions, like doggy style, I'm not that agile and it hurts my hips. So I like, but I can do it, but I just refuse to.
You ever get them doggy style on the bed, you standing up next to the bed and then right at the edge of the bed so you can do doggy style while you're standing up?
No, I don't like that because I'm afraid my leg will give out.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and these aren't pretty women I'm fucking. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean.
Do you get any freak chasers?
No, not really. I mean, I get, my thing now is black chicks. That's like I can get those pretty well because
really?
Because I have a gap and black chicks like gaps and they're like
gap teeth.
Yeah, they like
black
gap.
Chicks like gaps.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, like, I love new racial stereotypes. That's a new one. That's like, yeah, man. I believe in racial stereotypes. I just think they need to be updated with the times. Black chicks today like
gaps. I mean, you would be surprised, like. I mean,
I'm already surprised.
Yeah, you would be surprised if you went on my Afro-romance thing and you like saw how many chicks hit me up.
What's Afro-romance? Dating site?
Yeah.
You like black chicks, huh?
Yeah, I like anything that would get naked with me. I can't really... I mean, here's the thing. When you have a disability, you can't really like, hey, this is... I can't have this like this type of chick. You know, I can't like judge a woman on their skin color or anything like that. You just be happy that this chick wants to be with you for a second. I had a period of time where I was going through older women.
Yeah.
And I was
when there's a drought, you don't, they're like, is this Evian water?
Yeah. The cool thing about that is because I do like condoms, like with my coordination are hard for me to put on. So with older chicks, I don't have to use condoms.
Why? At postmenopausal?
Yeah. Tubes are tied and I don't have to pull out.
Nice.
That's
a spoiler alert. Condoms suck for everybody.
Yeah.
But they probably suck way worse for you.
Yeah. Because it's I know they suck for everybody. But
I mean, we try to limit it. So try to get that from like get a condom. Like, okay, like I've got a boner. You know, they were just blowing you, whatever, and it's like, okay, I got to reach over, undo the drawer, like open up the drawer, get the condom as fast as I'll tear it, and then find which way's up, which way's down, quickly put it on your cock. I mean, I'm trying to limit that to 20 seconds or under.
Yeah, and
otherwise the boner's gone.
Yeah. And it takes me about 2.5.
Oh, it's all puzzle work. It's non-sexual. It's like, okay, how does this work? Where do I get the seam?
Yeah.
I'll tear this. It's like, I'm not even thinking about sex during condom, like putting on time.
I don't know. It's just like, and, like, because you have more coordination than me.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, so.
How coordinated is Ari? He's like, well, he's more than a cerebral palsy guy. So, yeah.
You know. I mean.
What are the two positions?
I basically, I can do doggy style. Like, I can. But I just.
Don't care for it.
Yeah, I do it.
And then what?
Letting her ride me.
Let her ride you. How about you on top with everybody lying down? That's missionary? Is that missionary?
Yeah, I can do it to a certain degree, but it's harder for me.
You got to pull close up your hands.
Yeah, I can't generate, like, you know, I can't go, like, I don't have the hip strength to, if that makes sense. Like, I don't.
That makes sense.
I mean, it's basically...
The torque is lacking.
Yeah, the torque. You know, people are like, oh, man. Like, so, the people are like, you can reach, like, you can probably do it. That's a joke I hate is, like, when people, like, you have a crooked body, you can do, I mean, obviously,
better
I can't.
Better sex moves and stuff.
Yeah, and it's just that's not how it works. It's like, you know, I mean, there's and I know most chicks don't like it, but my fantasy was always to throw it, which is never going to happen, was to throw a chick up against the wall. But
fucking standing up.
Yeah, but I can't. There's no way I could do that. I know that.
Avatar, if Avatar were real.
Yeah, Avatar, if that was real.
Wow. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Dude, it's great. If you get like a real short chick.
Yeah.
Like 5 feet or something, under 112 pounds. That's my like line.
Yeah.
You can just go up against the wall, have her wrap her legs around you. It's great.
Yeah. I have a chick coming down. I don't know how tall she is tonight, but I have a chick coming to my show tonight.
So, really?
Yeah.
Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah.
It's cool that you fucking moved to New York, try to start over. It's tough. It's tough to fucking put yourself in a weird position like that.
Yeah, no, it's... Well, I mean...
Especially when I did it, I got invited to some clubs.
Yeah.
But you're not in that position.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about it. I didn't get invited, but I knew a couple people that can get me a couple showcases and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, because they know I'm funny, but it's just getting back into the mode of a city and understanding, like, what I have to do and understand that, you know, starting over part doesn't scare me as much as not doing anything.
Not doing anything is way worse. I mean, spots are spots.
Yeah.
Start over is like, okay, I'll be in a worse room than I was where I was before.
Yeah.
But I'm still getting up in front of a crowd, right? There's still 10 people there.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm still working on my craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's not starting. Starting over would be like, hey, you no longer know how to do stand-up.
Yeah.
Now start again.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is like, you know, like I said, is like, that's why I came out here is because I know in my head, like, because there's a group there that you know that if they stay there their whole life, they're not going to go anywhere.
It's PJ, man.
Yeah, PJ.
That's PJ.
Yeah, and...
I saw PJ before. When I started the Comedy Store, I saw other PJs.
Yeah.
You know, who made their whole life the Comedy Store. Tripoli warned me about it.
Yeah.
He goes, you make your whole life the Comedy Store. At some point, some guy at the Comedy Store will say, hey, no spots here now for you. And then you got nothing.
Yeah.
So Tripoli's always really good at going everywhere. You know?
Yeah, and that's why
you get locked in. They're like,
yeah, and that's like when we talked about that. It was like, you know, when you asked me that, I was like, well, I wasn't really doing nothing. I was going up. I was just booked. And now that they changed the management, people are like, oh, you'll get spots. I'm like, well, I haven't really done anything to get spots
to warrant getting spots.
Yeah, I mean, I can sit there and like be upset, but I'm not. I don't.
Why look at it from his point of view?
Yeah, it's like I'm like. I'd rather see some. If I was doing something and I had like I was developing into something, I don't want to take a spot from me. This sounds weird, but I don't want to like if I'm not working. If I'm not working and I don't want to take a spot away from a kid that's gonna
working
work
on some shit.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, when Tommy used to offer me real late spots, and I would do them for a while, for you know, 10 years, I would do them. But then after a while, he'd be like, "Hey, you want to go up?" You know, Sunday night or something. And I'm like, oh, there's 6 people left, man.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we still left. I'm like, give it to someone who's going to get some shit out of it. Give it to, you know, that guy's been doing comedy for 6 months. It would kill to get on stage.
Yeah.
Give it to him. He'll love it. I'll just fucking, you know, go through the motions.
Yeah. And that's what you do. It's like you go through the motions.
And that's not good. That's a waste. That's death. That's the worst thing you can do on stage.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, you know, and like, people like certain people were like shocked that I came out here, but like people were like, how come you didn't tell anybody? I was like, well, I kind of have to do it on my own. It's a me thing, you know. You can't, I'm not looking to latch on to people to like be in their circle. I'm trying to prove that I can work and I can do my own thing, and it may seem weird to some people, but understanding the view of a comic, that's like, you know, like, if you're around the comedy long enough, you realize that you have to do it on your own.
Yeah.
Like you can't rely on it.
It's all DIY.
Yeah.
We all thought this. Like, get a manager, they'll help you. It's like, even when you get one, it's all do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
They can just facilitate things for you.
Yeah, and it's
you got to write your screenplay. You got to, you know, get on stage and be better. They can't get that for you.
Yeah, nobody's going to do anything for you. I mean,
Rogan said this to to Taylor once. They got into like a fight a long time ago, over nothing. It ended like in an hour. Yeah. But like, maybe before actually, he was talking about it, like getting ahead, like Dane Cook. You know,
yeah.
he was like, if you're killing every night, then it'll happen for you. It can't not happen.
Yeah.
Because you're killing every night.
Yeah.
So eventually someone's going to see you and they're like, oh, you killed. And they're like, yeah, I kill all the time. You won't see me on a bad night because I always kill.
Yeah.
It's like, then it's undeniable. Until then, you got work to do.
Yeah. And that's why I came out here.
It'd be nice if you get a sitcom in the meantime, but yeah. You got work to do.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, I think, like, I am not, like, to certain people, like, people think I'm funny, but I'm not killing every night. I know that. I'm not there because I got myself in I got stuck for 3 or 4 years.
Drinking and not going up much.
Yeah, not going up hardly at all, you know, and drinking and just being in the party aspect of things.
Yeah.
I mean, just being glad that my name's on, it's great that my name's on the wall, but that's not the end game.
No, that's not the end game.
Yeah.
That's not the end game. Yeah, yeah. What are you going to be? Some 53-year-old that comes back and shows his wife and kid, like, look, there's my name on the wall.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, excuse me, you have to go inside in the front, sir. Like, well, that's my name. It's like, sir, it's 2-drink minimum.
Yeah. And it's like,
you want to be that guy.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, you know, I know people in, like, it gets me booked in shitty, like, little rooms and stuff, and I get paid, but, and everybody's like, oh, that must be great, but it's like, it's great that I can realize, because if you go, there's like, not making it, but like, there's 100 guys on that wall that never made a career of this.
Never made a career. I love looking at those pictures of people smiling in their headshot. Like, that thought of like, I'm going to be a star with this headshot.
Yeah.
And just like, no one's heard of you.
Yeah.
And that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's done. It's done. You're done.
Yeah. And I'm, you see, and that's the thing is,
yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, and
it's great, man.
Yeah, and I'm not like it's not like I'm, and I'm not trying to badmouth, but it's not like I'm PJ where I'm 44, 45. I'm 36 years old this week. You know, I'll be 36.
Happy birthday! When's your birthday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, this podcast will be out on Monday.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah. Well,
I'll be at Bonnaroo doing drugs, watching fucking Florence and the Machine or some shit.
No, it's you know, but I think that's the thing is like the people that have helped me is actually opened my eyes about that was Ian Edwards and Doc Willis. Like they're like, Ian's like, you know, when I was talking to Ian about coming out here, he was like, why would you come? That makes sense. Why would you come back to LA? Because you're not doing anything. You know, I'm really.
So those people that come back, that are gone, and then they come back.
Yeah.
It's like, I look at them with way more pity than I've ever looked at you.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You quit already, man.
Yeah.
You can't just like, that's the thing. When Adam became a town coordinator, all these guys came out and said, fine, now I'm going to get spots. And you're like, why? Because you haven't done comedy for 3 years?
Yeah.
Now you deserve spots?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It's like, those people that come back, it's like, get out of here, man.
Yeah, and
you're grossing us out with your fucking loser
attitude.
Well, that's
the one thing that is missing at the store is that, like, we've kind of gone, not politically correct, but we've lost that, like, get the fuck out of there attitude. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what happened when we did the, like, people didn't understand, like, when we did the bringer shows, I'd sit at that door and, like, people would come out and they'd be like, I'm a comic. I'm like, no. Like, and people are like, you're such an asshole. I'm like, this is how I came up in this store.
Right, right.
Like, we don't.
Tough place.
You know, we don't acknowledge you doing a comedy. Like,
you've done comedy 6 times. You invite your friends from work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like that you're doing it. It's great. But don't, I don't know.
The one thing I think that we miss and lacks is like, and I was telling somebody, because you'll remember this. You remember up in the belly room? They used to have this sign. They took it down, but I think it needs to go back up there. There used to be a sign that says, try new stuff up here.
No way, really?
Yeah, it said, try a new 5 minutes, new 10 minutes.
That's great.
Come, you know.
I should put that shit back up. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, because that's what the belly room was there for. I mean, you get killed.
This ain't Main Street. This ain't the prime time.
This isn't the main room.
So fucking work on something.
Yeah.
You're in the gym.
Yeah.
Treat it like a gym.
It's like, you know.
Did you? We got to go soon.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Another podcast. It's okay. What with your cerebral palsy? Do you believe in God?
I mean, there's a part of me, but I mean, I don't believe in man's God.
Right.
I mean, being a comic, it's kind of hard. I think, like, I question God and stuff like that, not because of palsy, but just there was a time maybe that I was hateful towards that whole creation thing or whatever, but it's like, I don't think people think I should be more religious and thankful, like, you know, to God.
What?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, no, I know, like, God, like, made you the way you are to change the world. No, it's just something that happens to your body when you're born. It's like a fucked up calf. Are people trying to heal you? Like, I've had healers come up to me.
No way, really?
That's why I'm not a, like, you know.
Religious?
Yeah, religious. You know, I think, you know, I mean, I think that's, for a redneck to say that he not, like, I question, like, I mean, I don't have, like, I understand why certain people are atheists.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that. Like, you know, I get it. You know, I believe in God, but if there's no God, then if I die, there's not much I can do about it, you know?
I wonder. So I know a lot of Holocaust survivors believed in. They didn't lose their belief. A lot of them did. They're like, there can't be a God if he allows this to happen. But a lot of them kept their belief and just learned to hate God.
Yeah.
For allowing it to happen.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like because I've been in part. I've tried all religions. I've tried all religions, and it's. I think. Yeah,
you have not.
Yeah.
What religions did you try?
Mormonism, Scientology.
No way.
Yeah.
Judaism? That's the same shit. Judeo-Christian is the same shit.
Yeah, I can't really try Judaism. Like, you gotta be...
Oh, yeah, you gotta be Jewish.
Yeah.
You can't just try it. That's right.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Jethro did.
Yeah.
Jethro tried everything, and he wasn't Jewish.
It's like, I tried... I even read a little bit about Buddhism. You know, But that's where, like, I think people that are religious get way too caught up into the religion and put all common sense aside, and that's why I'm not that religious. You know,
yeah.
Like, I don't.
That makes sense.
You know,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go. Are you gonna be anywhere soon? People can see you.
I'm doing Well, this will come out next week, so. But I'm doing the Lantern tonight and the
next week.
Yeah, next week. I'm probably doing the Lantern.
The Village Lantern?
Yeah.
Where is that, McDougal?
Yeah,
okay.
McDougal.
And get at him, comedy club bookers, people that have shows in New York.
Yeah.
There's a new guy in New York. He's got training in L.A.
Yeah.
Spice up the scene. Yeah. Davey Wester 1 on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just invited him to your shows. He doesn't know anybody, guys. Reach out. Tell him where the shows are. A lot of these spots, I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And
but they're out there for sure.
And, you know, you can't have too many. There ain't too many crippled rednecks out there, so.
A crippled redneck. You are such a redneck.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
It's such a redneck. That's almost equal to me to, like, when I think about you, it's like, what's a weird detail about Davey? Equal to cerebral palsy is like, yeah, he's a fucking hick.
Yeah.
He's a fucking redneck hick, man.
Yeah. So. But I thank you, Ari, for having this conversation. And,
yeah. Hey, didn't you fight off a rape once?
Yes.
That was you, right?
Yeah.
What happened there? That's the way we'll go out. Tell me that. What happened?
We'll go out with... So I'm like going down Laurel and Oxnard right there. I lived off of Laurel and Oxnard, North Hollywood. So there's like this weird black dude that gets off the bus with me, starts talking to me, and I'm like... Because I've been robbed several times. I've been robbed like six. So I'm like, oh, this is another dude.
Robbed why? Because you're a victim. You're a target. Easy target.
Yeah. You know, at 4 a.m, like, who are you gonna rob? You gonna rob an able-bodied person?
What do they do? Just say, give me your money. Stick up a gun.
Yeah, I've had that. I mean, I had that happen. I had people. Because I used to. I don't wear wallet chains. I had people try to rip out my wallet because I'm not really gonna chase after you. So,
yeah.
But. what happened was the dude, this was, the weird part wasn't, like, the dude tried to grab for my penis, like, behind the tree, and I swung and hit him, and I tried to chase after him, and then, but my neighbor, this is the weird part, was my neighbor comes out across the street, he goes, what happened, what happened? And he goes, I said, yeah, the dude tried to grab my penis, and the guy goes, oh, he was just probably trying to rub it. Like I was the bad guy. Like I was the bad guy. But like, yeah,
you're like, I'm not a Buddha statue.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? I'm not a piece of wood at the Apollo. Like, yeah, rub it.
Yeah, but yeah, just wanted to touch it. Like what? Well, yeah, the cops come. The cops, because they, like, you know, obviously the dude's a predator. So I mean, I'm not big on, like, if it can be handled, I'm not big on calling police, but I called the police just to make them aware.
He'll be back at somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, he'll attack somebody else. The cop's like, what do you want us to do? I was like, hey, man, you got some bullets in your gun? Just put it in his head. I don't know what to tell you.
You got some bullets? Just put it in his head?
Yeah, just put him 6 feet under.
Touch his dicks, man.
What?
He touches dicks. What do you want him around for?
Yeah, it's like he's obviously, because just, I'm a grown man, but there's nothing to stop him from attacking a little kid or anybody else that can't defend themselves.
He was just hiding behind a tree waiting?
Well, he jumped, he followed me, and I knew he was following me. And, like, I became behind these trees, and I couldn't see him. And all of a sudden, I know this guy came, I hear a footstep, and I turn around, and his hands is, like, trying to grab for me, like, and I just swung. And he's like, yeah, because he came behind me, and I grabbed his hand. And I spun around. I hit him. I fell for a second, then I got back up, and I just started trying to chase after him. Yelling at him, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. But on that PBS moment,
Davey West, a rape survivor.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again, Ari.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, that was the episode. So I get it? I put this at the end. Get it?
Yeah, I feel you.
It seemed like not much time passed.
Exactly.
But in actuality, an hour and a half passed.
Right, and you know what? I still couldn't understand Davey, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he really likes you. He really thinks you helped him out a lot.
He's an idiot.
Advice and shit.
I think he has mental illness. Everybody believes that. Yeah.
Did you say mental cerebral palsy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a dumb guy with cerebral palsy. Yeah, no, he's not retarded. He's just dumb.
He doesn't even have cerebral palsy. He's so dumb he thinks he has that shit.
He just walks weird. Yeah. He doesn't know how to figure out walking.
Yeah, he doesn't have to figure out walking. And then he got special benefits from walking like that. He said, I'll just stick with this.
I'm just sticking with the walking, yeah. It's getting me so close. I can park so close. Yeah. You guys don't know how it is.
Yeah.
You just get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that much of that walking.
Yeah, it's
guys,
fine.
There's so many hot girls here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not an ugly festival.
Jesus.
You're right by the slip and slide, though, so you are getting...
Yeah, I got to go on this thing. Mm-hmm. I got to go on this thing. Oh, so here's the me and Renazis. You know the doors of the Comedy Store?
Uh-huh.
I should have done this in the intro, because it's going to seem way worse now that you got to know Davey.
That's hilarious.
But, so you know how you can look over and look at the bartenders without going in. You can stay on the carpet before the double doors that swing open.
Right, right. In the hallway?
Yeah.
Right.
So we saw him in that corner, and he was getting a straw. He had this cup of water or tea in his hand, and he was just like, me and Renzi saw him. And he had this, trying to get this fucking straw in his mouth. And he just kept fucking missing it over and over again. just throwing his fucking head.
You look like a horse the way you're doing it right now.
That's how he was. And me and Steve just started laughing so hard. It lasted for like 2.5 minutes. He just, we get frustrated. You gotta get this fucking straw in his mouth.
Did he see you?
No,
he didn't see you. He was focused.
He never saw us. He was
focused. So there it is.
He would get like so close, mm-hmm. like with just the tip was in, and it would start to pull, and then it would just like fall out.
Wow.
I'm like, nah.
That's hilarious. Damn, baby. He should be better at that by now.
Well, this is 6-7 years ago.
Yeah,
he's better at that now.
Yeah, he's better at that now. Yeah.
So evil.
I hope.
All right, everybody. Yeah, you guys got anything to add?
No.
Gary Clark Jr. is my highlight for sure.
So what?
Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, that dude. And we went to him.
He shredded.
We were on our way somewhere else, and we heard him.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And we walked over there, and there was this dude like holding us up from getting in.
Yeah.
But then we got in. But that dude, Gary Clark Jr., man.
Damn.
I'm getting that album.
That like blues guitar, like rock blues or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It was so funny because we were all the way over here, actually, on the way to something else. Ian was like, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about festivals. Walking by, I'm like, oh, you know what? Yeah. I don't know what I'm getting, but here I do. Let's just stay here. This
what's
is cool.
Snobs here? Like, we're walking by a tent. Ah, that's Slayer. And just keep walking. And what's that over there?
That's Slayer.
That's a Slayer. Like, because there's so many. It's like a buffet. You're like, I don't like the taste of that. What else?
Yeah, you watch 20 minutes. Like, I get it. Let's move on. Like, what? You guys are performing for an hour and a half.
We did a 20 minutes of like four bands yesterday before Clark Jr.
We got late to Mumford & Son, and Natasha and Thune came back, and Thune was like, Natasha made me leave. She was like, they were terrible. I didn't like them at all. Let's go see them. Fuck
we
that.
Heard say that. We were like, what?
What are you talking about?
So
they
good.
Said that, and I felt like for a second I didn't have the power to tell them they were wrong.
Yeah.
And I just said, I just let it go.
You're
and then
like, all right, you should
Jay
go.
And them got in the van and was like, they were great. Then they felt like they didn't have the power to tell him he was wrong.
They just felt better than him.
Yeah.
They're like, well, Jay's a hick, a redneck.
That's
fucking
hilarious.
White trash Jew.
White trash Jew.
So, like, he didn't have any tats. That's probably what they thought. Man, that was awesome.
It's hilarious.
I did that for Train Spotting. It was my soon-to-be roommate and some girl. And then he kept looking at his watch alarm in the movie theater, like 10 minutes in, 15 minutes in. And he was, like, talking to her. And he's like, do you want to get out of here? And I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. I'll come back tomorrow. I loved it. And I'm like, you're going to ruin this for me.
That was Train Spotting. That's a fucking good-ass movie.
Yeah. Can you believe he didn't like that so much he had to leave?
Jesus.
Yeah, it takes a lot to leave in the film. Like, a lot.
Yeah, to leave any movie.
I didn't even leave Face Off.
You didn't leave Face Off? No, I didn't either.
But I wanted to.
I did leave Clash of Titans. That's
because
me and Yusuf got really high, and I thought he left, so I went to find him.
The Avatar guy?
The Avatar guy?
Yeah, the last.
Oh, yeah.
That he was in, that was terrible. That was leavable.
That was what?
Leavable.
Leavable. Yeah. Yeah, leavable. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody knows Gary Clark Jr., tell him to do my podcast. Who would know him?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And Deadmau5 was good for a little while.
Deadmau5 was way trancier than I thought he'd be.
I like techno with more lyrics in it.
Oh, really?
Like, when it's just straight, like, house. It's
is that
cool,
what that is?
Not
house?
For that long.
Is the tranciness, is that what house is?
I think so.
What's that?
I don't know. There's like dubstep, and then there's house, and then there's electronica and trance. And
damn,
there's a lot.
They're all the same to me.
Jay was asking, he goes, which one starts with let the bass drop?
That's hilarious. It's stupid.
Just Shazam that.
Yeah.
Like, what is this chick, Mo?
Her name is Mo or Ma or something. I don't know. She's Danish. She looked like someone I should like maybe see. So there was nothing else playing. That's, you know, it's just like, meh, I'll
it's
see
dead
her
right
maybe.
Now till like 5,
cutesy.
7 o'clock.
What?
It's kind of dead right now till like 5, 7
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. There was somebody else. Check this out. Is this Saturday?
Yeah, who you got on there? Sunday.
Who will do acid with me, do you think, of those other guys?
So what?
Who would do acid with me of those other guys?
Say again?
Who would do acid with me of those other guys?
These dudes right here?
No, no. I mean, of the other comedians, who do you think would be most likely to do acid?
I would think most of them, and maybe Nick wouldn't do it.
Nick, I think we'd be most likely to.
Oh, for real?
Nick Thune?
Thune?
Yeah,
real?
Nick Thune lives his life.
Where?
Yeah.
All right.
Jay's a surprising pussy with that shit.
He doesn't do that?
He's always scared of it.
Are you
once
serious?
In a while, I'll be like, all right, let me go for it. But, like, once in a long while.
How long is once in a while? Like, how often are you trying to get him to do it?
When we're at fucking music festivals. That's not the weirdest thing. When we're at a music festival.
Who have you been doing it with since you've been out here?
Everybody did shrooms.
Everybody did shrooms. Oh, yeah. We saw some of your victims.
Yeah, but they were all kind of like, I don't want to take too much. It's like, just fucking take. So,
you got a high shroom tolerance.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, but they
they're scared of us, though. I get it. I'm scared, too. Brandi Carlile. I could see her.
She good?
It was like fucking, I don't know. It's chick folk.
Robert Plant's gonna be.
Oh, and Robert Plant.
Oh, where?
So we gotta go to Florence and the Machine up until like 8, then run to Robert Plant for an hour, and then go to Billy Joel.
All right. That sounds good. I like the sound of that.
They said Robert Plant's playing Zeppelin songs.
He's what?
He's going to play Zeppelin songs.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, I could get down to that.
That's true or false?
You just have to. You just have to go.
What?
You just have to go.
Yeah. True or false? I'm going to ask you to speak for your race.
Go ahead.
Okay. Fair. That's the warning. I mean, that's the trigger warning.
I mean, it's not going to be accurate, but let's do it.
Okay. Fair enough. A surprising amount of black people are into Led Zeppelin, especially the older generation, because they kind of like the bluesiness before they put rap on the radio.
Ah, shit.
Possible? I feel like I've met a lot of black people over 40 who were like really into Led Zeppelin.
You know what? You know
from high school.
This is why it's tough for me to call that.
Yeah.
Because the black people that love rock back then, over 40,
yeah,
they were in the closet about liking rock.
Oh, really?
So now that they're older and the world has changed a little bit and they're talking to you, they'll be like, yeah, but I listened to Zeppelin because I worked with white people when I was like a teenager and
you were
shit.
A sympathizer.
So, and I liked it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't say to another person who's wearing an 8-ball jacket, hey, man, you like Zeppelin? Zeppelin?
Because they want to admit
it. Or somebody's wearing a bomber jacket
yeah.
and a gold chain and a flat top and high top sneakers.
You're saying they would never admit it.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't even bring it up.
Right.
That's like, you want to fight? So.
So that's my answer.
That's my answer. It's like.
Yeah, that sounds like a non answer.
They're in the closet.
Right. Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right, let's go, whatever. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. All right, good doing this with you.
Thanks. All right, so that's Skeptic Tank 223 or 4. Palsy with Davey Wester. Oh, and guys, if you're in New York, if you got a room, so Davey's new to town, so he's a good comic. You should, like, reach out to him on Facebook or Twitter and just, you know, offer him spots. Help him out in the scene. It's tough when you're new. So that's it. All right. All right, bye.
You see, there are many people who can't sing a song, but they really want to shout it out loud. Don't you know? They want to feel the flow, because there are many people who want to sing a song, and they can't get the voice out to shout out long to sing a song.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, addendum to the podcast. I guess we were sitting there.
So we're both
sitting on my, yeah, like on my shin, you know? Like,
right.
Like one leg under me.
And I kind of had my leg crossed.
Yeah.
And then, so we're sitting in the grass doing the podcast. And we're talking about David with cerebral palsy. And then we both get up and we have pins and needles.
Yeah, you're hugging the fence. And I didn't get it. I stood up like a minute after you. And I was like, ow. You're like, look at us.
And then now we both look like we have cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
The way we're unable to stand right now.
Now we know how it feels to be David. He has pins and needles all the time.
All the time.
So, that would suck.
So, like, so David, you cursed us. You talk about somebody with pins and with cerebral palsy, you will get... a temporary version of it.
Let's go say hi to these people.
All right, let's do it. Fuck it.
Shake, Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, Sinora, work your body liner. Work, Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoop! Shake, Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, Sinora, work your body line. Work, Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha,
tango, waltz, or the rumba. Signora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Oh. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa! Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.